Condemn ECZ ban on candle symbol. In international news, Kenya's High Court upholds former deputy president impeachment. And in sports news, Bafana Bafana received timely boost as Obi Modiba joins training.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Soyolanda Molenka. DCAS, the Geneva Center for Security Sector Governance, has urged journalists in Zambia to prioritize professionalism as the country prepares for the general elections in August this year. DCAS head of office, Neil Abbott, has emphasized the crucial role journalists play during the upcoming elections. He has highlighted their responsibility in safeguarding democracy, promoting accountability, and ensuring citizens receive accurate, balanced, and reliable information. Speaking at a media training on election reporting and managing police relations, Mr. Abbott underscored the importance of elections in strengthening democracy. However, he also noted that election periods can bring heightened tensions, misinformation, and increased security deployment. He explained that during such times, the media acts as a vital bridge between institutions and the public, helping citizens understand unfolding events and enabling informed participation in democratic processes. In another development, former good governance activist and now Chulanga North independent parliamentary candidate Guest Nyirenda has joined other political players in condemning the ban on the use of the candle symbol by independent candidates in the forthcoming elections. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, yesterday directed all district electoral officers to immediately ban the use of candle symbol for all independent candidates. Mr. Nyirenda described the move as both unfair and deeply contradictory. Mr. Nyirenda has therefore warned the ECZ against changing electoral rules midway through the process, stating that as such actions undermine public confidence in the electoral system and unfairly disadvantages candidates affected by the directive. He has called on the ECZ to immediately rescind the ban and uphold the principles of fairness, transparency and equal treatment for all candidates. Expressing his frustration, Mr. Nyirenda has said he is a victim of the decision and questioned why the ECZ initially approved his use of the candle symbol. He has pointed out the candle was among the official symbols provided by the ECZ for candidates to select during the nomination process, making the ban both unreasonable and unjustifiable. He has explained that independent candidates, including himself, have already invested substantial financial resources in producing campaign materials and promotional items featuring the candle symbol. He has since emphasized that any attempt to change or ban the symbol at this stage would result in significant financial losses and unnecessary confusion among voters. In another development, the Ministry of Education has reaffirmed its commitment to improving learning conditions in schools through the provision of desks and other essential learning infrastructure. Speaking during a desk donation ceremony at Dambwa Secondary School in Livingston, Ministry of Education Assistant Director and Head of Communications, Kunda Mando, said government remains focused on ensuring that every learner has access to a safe and comfortable learning environment. Ms. Mando said the ministry, through the Zambia Education Project Implementation Unit, has manufactured and distributed thousands of desks to schools across the country, helping to reduce the number of learners sitting on the floor during lessons. She added that the ministry has also rehabilitated damaged desks to increase availability in schools. She further commended the partnership between the ministry and Zanaco Bank under the Zanaco 60 by 60 initiative, describing it as a valuable contribution towards improving classroom conditions for learners. Speaking at the same event, Zanaco Bank Head of Corporate Communications, Kiambia Kalisanza, said the bank remains committed to supporting education and creating conducive learning environments. Ms. Kialusanza said the Zanaco 60 by 60 program aims to donate 3,600 desks to 60 schools across Zambia's 10 provinces, with each school receiving 60 desks. In international news, Kenya's High Court has upheld the impeachment of former Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, ruling that Parliament acted within its constitutional mandate. Judges, however, thought that his right to a fair hearing was violated and awarded him compensation. A three-judge bench of Kenyan High Court has upheld the impeachment of former Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, bringing a major legal challenge to an end while reinforcing Parliament's authority over the impeachment process. The court ruled that impeachment is primarily a legislative sanction and that judges cannot substitute Parliament's judgment on the grounds for removing a deputy president from office. While acknowledging procedural concerns, the judges said the final outcome remained valid under the Constitution. Still in international news, hundreds of anti-migrant protesters marched through a township outside Johannesburg on Monday, a day after South African President Cyril Ramaphosa placed action against groups accused of fueling xenophobic violence. South Africa has seen recurring bouts of anti-migrant violence, with protests intensifying this year after vigilant groups ordered